Lenin, Ablat Gemara. We're up to Kuflam and Gimel Amid Aleph. Okay, so we said that a Koyin that doesn't accept that the Eibishter gave these mitzvahs is not, is not entitled to any of these gifts. And we don't care whether he's an expert or not. Amar Abba, by 7 lines on the top, 6 lines on the top. Of Kuflam and Gimel Amid Aleph. Amar Rab Abba, Amar Rab Huna, Amar Rab, Rab Abba, Sanem Rab Huna, Rab, Chutin Shebelechi. So inside the jaws, you have different, when you give the jaws, it's the whole jaw that includes the tongue and everything else. It's not just the jaws, what you're eating there. You give the tongue to the koyin, which is the best part, and the veins that inside the koyin, inside the jaw, are asurim or asur. And the whole koyin she'ena yodei litlus, you have to remove them. Any koyin, he wanted to say, that doesn't know how to remove them, ein noisin loy matana. You don't give him as a present. Because you're machshel with you. No, talking about that part. But he gives him a set of law, he's not so. Because not, it can go wrong. If he's going to grill it, made of daivi, the grilling itself, you don't even have to salt it, it removes all the blood from these veins. The ilik data, if he's going to cook it, which means he cuts them up and then he'll salt the entire meat. When you salt it, all the blood in the veins also come out. He'll cut it, umalachul salted, made of daivi, the blood will seep out anyway, so there's no shaila here. Omar Rava, says Rava, Bodak lo Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef asked this question. For some reason or other, Bach said it's Rabbi. But it's hard to imagine that Rabbi Yosef, who is Rabbi's friend, would be the one asking Shaila to Rabbi, you know, to play around with him to see if he can come up with an answer. More likely, he's talking to the students, Abaye and Rava. And the Pashas, he's asking them is because Abaye was a Kohen, we know, that we had in Gemara Hashanah, he's from Bnei Eli. And Rava also was from Bnei Eli. But there's two gesoys. Some say it's Rabba, because Rabba lived only 40 years as a curse. Anyone's a descendant from the Eli, and Abai lived longer. But other Rabba himself, there's a controversy whether he was a Kohen or not. Rashi, one place, says he was not. Here, Rashi says clearly he was. So I'm not sure whether. Sorry? That I don't know. They will ask, and I don't remember the answer.
So was it Rabbi Yosef, or was it Rabbi that we once learned used to challenge them with questions all the time to keep them sharp?
It was Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi did also sometimes, but he had this, they shared the same talmidim. Remember, Rabbi was a yeshiva for 22 years. But Rabbi Yosef, hi Kahana, let me ask you a question. If a koyin, the chotif matanasa, if a koyin goes along and grabs the matanas, and Rashi once again says a little kid used to bring the matanas to the koyin and he grabbed it from the kids. So let me ask you a question. How would you view this person? Would you say, chivuvukam echad mitzah, he's grabbing shirayim? Isn't that a good thing? It shows that he cherishes such a mitzvah? Sorry?
He just needs to take it, not grab it.
Taking grabbing means he took it without permission. Or this is not bakovedik, that is how the mitzvah comes to you. We'll push, and that's the asterisk. What do you think? Is it a good thing or a bad thing? Chapte, is a chapte a good thing or not? And we resolved, it says in the pasuk regarding the it says this should be mishpat koinim. It says v'nosan la koin, you should be given to a koin, not the koin should take it. Nosan v'loisha yitel atzmei, not that he should take it himself. Omer Abayi Abayi was a koyin. Mereish in the beginning of a chatif ne matanos, I used to grab the matanos. I mean, I would say chavuvikom chaviv ne mitzvah. I love it, and therefore it does not show that I love the mitzvahs. But keeping the shaman in love, since I heard v'nosan v'loisha yitel ma'atzmei, I heard that you should give and not take yourself. Mechtel chatif ne, stop grabbing. Meimer Omer, but I would say to the guy, you know, to my teva, could you give me your matanos? How will he give it to me? But the Kiva Nishaman, a lot of Tanya, I once heard what it says about Eli's sons, Chofni Pinchas, when the Gemara calls them bad people. And what they did was, they asked the Eden, give us your matanas. That's all they did. And for that alone, they were called bad people. So, but what does it say? Vayitu Achrei Abetza, they went after like corruption, after the money. Because they asked. So therefore, I stopped doing. I made Rami Bnei Shmuel Chelka Bnei Shmuel Chelkim Shalom B'Piyam. They used to ask for their share, and that is a terrible thing. We're talking about the sons of Shmuel that they would ask for their share. They're a Levim. Shmuel was a Levi, and they would ask for the Ma'aseh Edition. They would ask. And that's why they were called. So I decided, I won't even ask anymore either. It's just talking about the Shmuel's sons, why they weren't suitable is because it says that they went after money and they took sheichad. What did they do already? They asked people, give us a maaser. And that's really a bad thing for them. Is Meiman Amalamin, I didn't say. The Yahav Elisha killed it, but somebody offered me maaser, I would take it. Even the Shemana, I heard something else, the Tanya, we learned the Gemara Yuma, the Gemara over there says, Hatsunuyim, those people who are very modest, from the Lechem Apani, and they would withdraw. The Gagadim and the Fresses, the Gluttons, Chilki, and they were divided. It's a Mishkan HaMashgil, I stopped taking mice at all. I step back. Taking from a community is a terrible thing, I stopped taking anything.
So this is by the Kredim, by the Chiluk of the Lechem Aponim.
Yeah. We had the Gemara that each one Magi could put, you know, they only got the size of a bean, but in this Baruch Biki, you know, in this Baruch Bimeo, we got blessed. But they used to fight, like Shiraim. So the Tznuim, Moshchu Shidem. So Rabbi said, what do you Moshchu Shidem? Because this is like communal thing, I'm not going to take it. So Rabbi said, I stopped even taking somebody who offered it to me. They have a mitzvah of my sedition, and they're offering it to you. He would say, go somewhere, go to another lake. Levar, the only time I didn't, Memala Yom Kippur, Erev Yom Kippur. Why Erev Yom Kippur? They said Erev Yom Kippur, Erev Yom Kippur is a big Yom Tov. They used to have a lot of behemoths. And because they had a lot of behemoths, there would be a lot of koinim milling about, and Levi and everything else. So and Abai was a koin, he would get his portion then. But why would he take it Erev Yom Kippur once a year? Why? La'achzukin avshayi b'kahani. People ever forget that I'm a koin. I got to do something to show that I'm a kohen. Freddy Gemara, Velifus Yode, let me just do Duchen. Ansele Idne. It's an amazing thing. And I just looked at Oscar over there. He has a whole different pshat there, but he brings no mocker for it. Partially the pshat here in Rashi is as follows. Let's do Rashi. Ansele Idne means he had no time. Abaye was a kohen. The time was ma'anis him. Didn't allow him to do Duchening. So Rashi says, Ansele Idne. Right, parallel to this Gemara, itim the times shekovel le tamid of the time that he established his tamim to learn how you tired him I say kept him preoccupied milisa's kappa from duchening so you oisting le tamid of he's to learn a shir with the tamid in beish atzibur nesafim the basic nesses.
When everyone went to daven,
he would learn. So first of all, why would Abai him make his shir that time? But whatever it is, what does Rashi clearly say? He did not duchen. The Oscar brings, I just saw here, he brings that Abaye used to daven in his own Beis HaMedrash. Which what the Gemara means is he didn't go to shul, but he did duchen in his own Beis HaMedrash. So that's, where did he get that from? Because then why wouldn't people know he's a kohen? So there are people who remember, he had plenty of witnesses, his talmidim. So the whole world didn't see. Don't know. But others say that Pshat Abaye had his stomach, he was sick and he couldn't duchen. It's an amazing thing. He never duchen because he was always learning. And he dafke learned while he was supposed to be davening with a minion. So he had his own minion, so why didn't he duchen in his own place then? Why takit he duchen? From here's a famous question on the shit of Taisus. Taisus says in Shabbos, Tafkuf Yutes, that even though it says in Mark Suvis that it's forbidden, no, but we're saying that let duchen, then we'll know you're a koin. No, but if you're Yisro, you're not allowed to duchen. You're kol oilo duchen is oiva ba'asei. Azara oilo duchen oiva ba'asei. But Taisha says in Shabbos, when it says Ma'olam, Rabbi Yossi says, I never went to Duchen if I wasn't asked. Taisha says there's nothing wrong for Yisrael to go up in Duchen. So the Mog of Ram, I don't remember what he answers, if he answers at all. You ask on Taisha from this Gemara right here. Gemara is saying, let's use Duchening as a sign that he's a coin. What sign is that? Maybe for Yisrael can go up as well. Yeah.
According to the Rif, who says he had chol in my eye, how does he touch on Sela Udne that he didn't have time?
He must have a different use. Or Udne means on Sela, he always had to go to the bathroom there.
His
situation.
Circumstance.
Look what we're writing. So this kohen that has a rabbi in his neighborhood, with Chikle Milsa, let's say you're a kohen. And you know there's Rabbonim, Koil Yungalait, Rabbonim, Melamdim, that need panosa, be a mensch, Liskele Matanosa, not you collect your matanas and then give it to them. The Chatchilas say to the Balabatim in town, you know the matanas you're going to give me? Give it to that Talmud Chacham directly, and I'm going to be Mazakihim. Even though the coin never took it, so how would the person Makai in the mitzvah, how did it become the coins? I told you last time, the Gemara Bobasa and the Gemara Gittin. So Rashi says in Gittin, since all the other coin know that the Yidin in this town give it to Shmerel, the coin, so their Mashiach does, or the Meyayish from it, and therefore automatically becomes his. Big Kiddush on Rashi. Something like that. But they didn't have to do anything, it's automatic. So Mordechai tells a story. Rabba Rav Safra Ikloi. This is the raya that Rabba was a koi. Rabba Rav Safra Ikloi lebei Mayochne bei Rav Chana Barada. They came to the house of Mayochne. Vamlo lebei Mayochne bei the son of Rav Chana Barbizna. Of it, Luhi Igotilzi made from a beautiful third-born calf or a cat that was 3 years old. Omele Rabba Lashmai. So Rabba said to the gabbai. Now the gabbai of that host. No, the shamish of that host was a kohen, and the host would give all the matanos to the shamish. So Rabbi said, "The shamish zochil lematanosim, we're big rabbanim here. Give it to us." The binyan lemeichel, I need to eat lishna bechardula. You get the tongue. I want the tongue and the mustard. This is the most chashuv thing, and you get the jaws. Give me my tongue. Zochil. So the guy did it. Rava achor, Rava ate. A clear Rava was a kohen. He asked to be zochim, and Rav Safra leachor. That's just it. And Rav Safra did not eat. Tongue is a jaw. L'chaim is just the whole piece.
How do you have a shamash as a kohen? Is it Yisur of shamash b'kohen?
The Mephoshim asked that. But first of all, the pashas, if it's his job. But he's a shamash because if you get paid.
There's no Yisur on him. The Yisur is on the employer.
No, but he's getting paid. He needs a panosa. So in this case, he says he's moichel. How did Rava use the shamash in a way? Whatever it is. But someone say an eved can be moichel. Sorry?
Part of his job to serve his
guests. Exactly. So that's going to be the problem now. You'll see in a minute. What happened was that night, Rav Safra had a dream. Akarul Rav Safra Bechalmi had a dream about a pasuk. Ma'ad beged b'yem kodav. Somebody covered Ma'ad beged b'yem kodav. Somebody covered himself in the winter with a tattered beged. What's the value of it? Garnished. Choymitz, if you put vinegar on Nesser on this chemical that's supposed to clean, you ruin it. Vishard b'shiri ma'alev ra. You sing songs on a person with a bad heart, doesn't achieve anything. That's he dreamt. Didn't understand why you're doing this pasuk. Also, like Rabbi Yisiv, Omli, he said Rabbi Yisiv, Dilma should the Ovri Hashmai to the man. You paskin that you are koyin a lot of mezaka tamachochem, and I refuse to eat. And maybe because I didn't honor your psak, that's why I'm being told that I'm useless. Omli, I can't hoch. That's why I dreamt this pasuk. Omli, no, you did the right thing. Ki Omri Ano, when did I say this? Be'achar. When did I say this? Damn voluntary. A gaba, a shamish has no breda. He's working for his boss. He sees the boss inviting these rabbonim. You think he can say to them no? So I never. That's not called zchiyah. That's not like a voluntary thing. You forced him. You put him in a very awkward situation, position. Another thing, number one. Number two, when did I make this special hat that I said that it has no panosa? So it's a nice thing for the coin to do that. He has a few dollars in the bank. Even though we had more brachas, he lost every penny he had with this guy there, that dreamer, Hedya. Remember that dreamer? We'll see it in 10 months' time. Interpreter. He refused to pay the interpreter. So every dream he had, the interpreter interpreted a bad way. He lost his wife, he lost his money, he lost everything.
The rubber came out good.
A long time later. Yeah. Abaye came out good because he paid. He paid a few dollars and he always got good, what do you call it? Interpretation of his dreams. Bella, my time, Akai, you know, he said, why did I dream this? Klapi Rava. The dream is about Rava, actually. Vilikai and the Rava is, why did Rava dream it? Rava Nazav Hava. Rava has been put in Chedim or been screamed at. Why? So Rashi tells an interesting thing. Gemara and Tainus, that Rashi has two pshatim. One is from this story right here. Rava jumped in ahead and told the shamash to do him. That's why he was nozzled. David wasn't happy with him. So they, because he wasn't happy with him, even though he was unhappy and there's a pasuk bad about him, he wasn't zoiched to dream that pasuk. Someone else had to dream it. Rashi says there's a story about Shava Malka who had a son. There's an aim of the Shava Malka. So he had the mother, she had a son called Shapur, and she believed in something of Chamim. And she said to Rava, Tamil Chacham can do anything, it could do anything, right? And Rava said, yes, Tamil Chacham can do anything. So she told the son, let's call Rava in and get him to do anything he wants. So the son said, there's a drought, let him see, make it rain. So he got up there and he made it, he stabbed and it rained and rained and rained. And he was punished for, that night, his father, Rava's father came to him in a dream and says, why did you test the Eibishter? As a result, don't sleep in your bed tonight. And the next morning he came in, he saw his bed was full of knives. He would have been killed if he would have slept in his bed. So he was on Nozuf. Look, this is the great Rava. Amalei Abaya. L'Ravdimi, Abaya L'Ravdimi. U'Pashukra Maiksiv. So what's Pashup Shad Pasik? Obviously he's not talking about a guy eats from a coin. Amalei B'Shoyne L'Talmid She'Eina Hogan. If you teach a Talmud that is not worthy, it's like you're putting clothes on, torn clothes on a cold day. You're not achieving anything. It says in Pasuk, Kol Choshech, every darkness, Tumul is full of hides the treasures. Techleu Eish, will be eaten by fire, Lenupo does not wave, Yoda, Sodi, Baalif. Why? Because Yeda, Sodi, Baalif has an officer in his tent. In other words, this officer, this Talmud Chacham has in him, or he has a Sodi in his office, so wants to learn who's not good. They saw the Talmud Chacham, so the Sodi is a Talmud Chacham officer. Shneimer says, it was Sodi, Mashem Kaida, and he has in his tent someone that is no good. Yoda, Baalif. That is no good. It's like throwing a stone into to a makula. Makula is a void disorder that's made up of stones. You know, two stones on the bottom, a tripod, and one stone on top. And therefore, it's a terrible thing. And this is the avoida. Shneimer says, it's a pasuk, Kitzroid. However, be my gamer, like you put a slingshot or a stone in a sling, kain noisin lechsil covered. The same thing of people who are giving a nar covered. Uksiv, and it says another pasuk, loy novas, that nice lechsil tainug. The nice the pleasure that Axil gets. No, don't teach a fool. In one of the I remember reading a long time ago, one of the Rishonim who has a Gersa and Gemara, a totally different Gersa, not a Talmud Rishonim Hagen, but one of the Muslims for him. It says call me Shenoisen Matana, the Sheena Makiroi. And then he quotes all this. If you give a Matana to somebody you don't know, is all these terrible things. And we try to understand what's wrong with giving a Matana to somebody you know. Somebody want to argue, it's supposed to say, it was a mistake in print, it was supposed to say, call me Shanois Lamatana, She'ena La'odam, She'ena Makira. That means you give someone a gift, but you don't tell them. You did.
So they don't recognize gift. That it's a gift.
So they don't, you don't tell them, you secretly give them a gift. So they don't recognize the gift, and you get upset, how come the guy doesn't show me any appreciation? I just gave the guy a present, $100, I put it in his bank account, whatever it is, but the guy doesn't know, so you not only didn't achieve anything, you make things worse. You're not happy, he doesn't know, he doesn't know how to be happy, so and so on. No, not tzedakah, matana. Not tzedakah at all. Well, yeah. We actually had in Marbe, we'll have, you see, hanois matana tzorech lehidiyah. Hanois matana chaveir tzorech lehidiyah. You got to tell them for this very reason. That's the other guy.
I'm saying it's not a good thing to accept presents.
Yeah, okay. I hate to tell you this, I sound more of the mitzvahs that I keep.
I'll take the sayin of shayin matana.
Oh, that's it, very good. Okay, bye to the gemara. We said before, if you have a partnership with a kohen and people don't know, you got to make some kind of a sign on the meat that people should know. Even with a goy, you have to what do you call it? It's a question. Even with a goy, also you have to make a sign. I'm asking a question. It says, if you partner up with a kohen, you have to make a sign, and the meat people should know that you don't have to give matanas because your partner is a kohen. Or mishtatim v'chavim. But if you partner up with a goy or the psuli hamikdashim, or if it's psuli hamikdashim, we learned before that once you buy it, you don't have to give matanas anymore. Ain't tzarich lishum. You don't have to go and make a sign. What's going on there? What's a chilgo goy or a kohen? Over here is talking about with a goy, sometimes you do have to make a sign and sometimes you don't. When don't you? When people realize the goy is your partner. How do they realize the goy is your partner? The goy is sitting in your store. The goy is in your store. People already, in a kosher store, people already realize, but he must be the owner or part owner. So the kavose gab a coin. The coin sits there a whole day in the store. The Yosef am mesachte. He's also sitting in the store. My tzaddik lishem. Why by coin? You have to make a sign. The gemara, the amri bisik kazav. People will say the coin is sitting there. He might see your flesh. Ah, he's sitting there, not moving around. He's taking a rest. Yehoche b'chav nami amri bisik kazav. Goyim also buy kosher. In America, they have a big thing that kosher is the biggest industry because a lot of goyim buy thinking it's healthier. And the Yosef Makaspla, he's in by the cash register. If the guy's in the cash register, the only possible reason is because he's part owner. And the coin is sitting by the cash register, don't people realize he's a part owner? I might sort of lose, why do you have to make a sign? Amri, no. People will say, Hamoini Hem, he trusts the guy. Guy's leaning on the cash register, but he trusts him. He's an entre mensch. Man with integrity. People will say that he trusts the girl also. Says the Ein Emuna Ba'evigachavim. We don't trust him. I don't know, these days maybe it's the other way around. But anyway, what can you say? Let's go back to our first answer. And our first answer is that what did the guy sing in the store? No, it was a chiluk koyin or guy. Stam oyde gechav mifapoye shreit not pua in the tailor. The guy, if he's a part owner, he's telling the boss, why did you charge him so cheap? Or why did you give him so much, so generous? He asked for a killer, gave him a killer 1.2. So the guy, he can't get commanded in. So they rightly realize he must be a balabasa. The koyin says that Rashi is very discreet. He's an edler, koyinim, a very edler people. And they don't raise their voices.
We see everywhere if I can't, the koyinim
has... Go work it out. They're rags on him, yeah. I don't know. He's such stillness in that thing. Rashi says right here, look about koyin. Rashi says here. Rashi says, in Rashi, boy seima. Two lines below where the Gemara is. La'elam kidukim namikar. He says v'chatchila. The Yosef v'gachavim. The guy is sitting as hamta in the store. The koyin amid the Yosef amisasta and the koyin also in the store. Well, like dumb, you cannot compare. Stam by the gachavim mifapoy screaming tadi constantly. Hutsoyik is screaming al titna bekacha bekach. Don't charge so much, charge so much. But hakul yoidin sheyesh the chelik. Everyone realizes he has a chelik. Avo koyin tnu. He's very modest. V'soymech al atabach. And he falasich on the butcher, ve'ein hakol yoidin shushutav. He won't even know that he's a partner. He's so he's like a mouse, quiet like a mouse. This is Malvaiter. Amama, we learned the psulim midrashim, and so the shemosu midrashim have to make a sign. Alma muchem milson. Nobody tell me it's quite obvious. How does avanat time? We learned psulim midrashim cutting beetles. You can sell them in a yacht. You can sell them in a butcher shop. Finish cutting beetles. We want to get back top dollar. You sell them. You can shech them in a butcher shop. Finish calling belita. A pchor you cannot do that. Pchor has to be sold from the house. But all the other kabbanas that had a mum and you sell it to a Yisrael, he can sell it in a butcher shop. Finish calling beetles. They get weighed by the leader. So how can they tell? How does a person know that this piece of meat is from psulim midrashim? We're talking about Rava, coming to Papa, but Oysen, I'm talking about. We're not talking about normal Psalm Magdashim. They take also need a sign. We're talking about Psalm Magdashim that you sell from your house, a Bchoir. If you go to the house to buy it, everyone knows that it's a Bchoir. Why else is selling from the house? Who sells meat from the house? So therefore, there's no issue. Amar Abuna, what happens if Shutif Beroish, the Machlek is there? What happens if the Kohen is only a partner in the head? One of the three gifts, so that's the jaw. Is a potim and alechi. So the only thing that you're potter from is a jaw, but you still have to give the foreleg to Kayinim, you still have to give the stomach. Should it be yad, potim and azroyin, you potter only from that. Each present is different. In fact, we learned before that you give each present, you give to a different Kayin. It's different, it's not one thing. And should it be bnei ma'ayim, potim and akeva, you potter the stomach. The Chiyabarav argues. He says, no, it's all one mitzah. I feel should it be achil, man, potim and kulan. It's not three mitzahs. Three matana. It's like one matana. So if you're potter from giving the jaw, you're potter from all of them. Meshul asks a question. It says, Mafedish, Haroi Shali, the Kohen says to the Yisrael, the head I'm keeping for me, the Kula Shalach, you can have the rest. Even if the Kohen only has a partnership of 1%, but Roish in the head, potter, he's potter. What is he potter from? Only the head. He's potter by the hand. 101% potter. My love, it sounds like from here, potter min alechi, you're only potter from that thing that you're a partner in. Potter min azroya, v'chai bekulon. Potter min akeva, v'chai bekulon. So it's a kasha chibarav. It sounds like he's only potter from that thing. So chibarav will answer, no, potter mikulon. It means that if I'm a partner in the head, I'm potter from everything. Fred de Gemara says, why doesn't Brice spell it out? The least they potter mikulin. Add one word. Potter mikulin. Eshin. Sveit v'oi. Tanya, we learned. And a Brice, another Brice says clearly, Haroi shali v'kula shalach. Afilo echeme 1%. The Roish in the head, potter min alechi v'chai b'kulin. He's potter in alechi and he's chai b'kulin. Says clearly that you are not like Chibarav. That whatever he's a partner, that's what you potter. So you've to the Chibarav, so you've to the repudiated. Says Avchizda very nicely, what taka forced Chiyabarav to say what he said? He made a mistake. Amar Avchizda, ha masnita at ise. This following braisa is what caused him to make a mistake, l'Chiyabarav. What the braisa say? The braisa lists over there the number of presents, gifts that a coin is supposed to get. The Tanya we learned, and over there all three gifts that you give a coin from an animal, the Zroya and the L'chaim, the Keva, are counted as one. So he understood it's one mitzvah. But really, the reason why Bryce counted one is because they're all very similar, because one mitzvah is three mitzvahs, three different matanas. The time you learn, Esi, Baba Matanas, 24 in total, of Kula, Nitin, Lan, and Labonav, all of them given to Anna Labonav, Kala Prat. They're all given to Pasha's Kedach after the story of Kedach to show how special Anna Kain was. So we're giving there, it goes into general matanas, and then into specific. Ubris Melech, and also Tezeh, that what it's like the Lissaz Bris Melech, that it's like the salt, it's like salt lasts forever and benefits others. Same thing over here, that these matanas will always go, always there due to a kohen, and they benefit you, they benefit others for giving it. Whoever is Mekayim, these matanas, as if he's Mekayim the entire Torah, which is made up of Kal Prat. And Ubris Melech, and as if one, he's Kayim also the even Ubris Melech. I mean, forever. Always. And as if in kind of Torah, which is Bris Melech. Something more to call over, I'll link you over, I'll call Prat, Bris Melech, you over the entire Torah. Elohein, Esamid, are 10 gifts you've given the family base of Migdash, Bob, Yishlaim, 4 Yishlaim, and the Esamid, and 10 the rest of Yishlaim, and Esasrol. Esamid, Migdash, and the Chattas, Chattas are Oif. The coin gets parts of them. Oshom Vadai, a definite Oshom, Oshom Tolu, you're not sure you didn't have Veda. Vizivchei Shal Metzibur, and Veloi Shemesh HaMetzayda, this week's parasha, the leftover in the hand, you keep on smearing on the Metzayda. But the leftover in the jug goes to the coinim. Vishtei Alechem, the two loaves of bread from Shavuos. The Lechem Aponim, every Shabbos. Vishiyori Menachet, leftover every Mincha. O Minchas HaOmer, and the Minchas HaOmer is also in there, Ben Abal is also Shiraim. Ba'arba B'Yishalayim, the four Yishalayim, which is Pcheira, the Bikurim. Umurim and Ateida, the parts that are taken off from Ateida, which is the Chazay and the Sheikh, you can eat in High Yishalayim. Ume'el Nozim, from the El Noz as well. And they're counted together, and the Oidus. So there are five things there, but it says four because El Nozer and Mur Matoida count together, even though they're not the same halacha, it's the same idea. You're giving a part of the animal to the kohen, you're giving the whole shlaim. Because by El Nozer, you give the Zerei B'Sheila. The Eser, Begvul, and Ten, the rest of the Zerol, Truma, Truma's Maise, Chala, Reishes, Hageis, Umatonas, the three gifts, it counts all three as one. Upidyan, Ben goes to a kohen, Upidyan, Petach, Hamoyin. And pidyon petach hamoyid. By petach hamoyid, what's the pidyon? Not money. There, the pidyon is a sheep. And if you yashin a property like merhagmar gittin that chad merchad whatever it is, it goes all the way back. It goes all the way back to Moshe, to Yeshua when it came to Yisrael, and then you sold it, you makdish it, and Bezin and Hegdish then sold to somebody else. If you don't redeem it back, you lose it. It goes to the Kohenim. They haram lechatchili donate the field to the Kohenim, to the Beis Hamikdash. The Gezel Ager, a guy who stole from a guy and he swore false, and then he admitted it later on. The Ger died. So what does he do with the money? He gives it to the Kohenim. So the Chibar Av thought, who saw the medical choshul matan b'chad? All matanas were counted as one. Matan is chad is one. V'loi is wrong. Ot murim metoyde ve'el nozer dekel choshul kechada. It says that the toyde and the el nozer is counted like one. Kechada mishum dechada. You think they're like one because they're taka one? Elakivin the damian lahadadi because they're similar choshul kechada. Hachnam here too. Kivin lahadadi choshul kechada like one. Iboilu, then that's another question. So even though we said before that the coins are part on one part, you only put on that part. But what happens? Iboilu, haroi shalcha v'kulashli. The coin says to the Yisrael, you keep the head. You keep the coin sells to the butcher. You keep the head, and I'll keep the rest of the body. So first of all, he has two matanas, but it's not just that. The ikir body is with the coin. So maybe in this case here, he is potted even from giving for the part of the head. Even the part of the head he's potted from giving because the majority of the animal belongs to the kohen. It's considered a kohen's animal. Now, do we say basa chiyuv azlin? Look at the head in isolation. The chiyuv agabi Yisrael, where's the head sitting now by the Yisrael? Or deal with basa ike behem azlin? Look at the prime behem, the ike behem, the bulk of behem is by kohen. They're not partners. I'm selling you a part, I'm keeping part. The shaili is here that... you're going to shecht it, you can take it away with you. I'm not a partner in your part. You're not a partner in my part.
So what's the question?
That's you think. On the other hand, because the Reva Behema is sitting with a coin, so we say from the Reva the coin, as if the whole Behema is got a coin in your pot. Tosh my Kumenhead. If a goy or a kohen gave their sheep to a Yisrael, this guy was a shearer, and they asked him to share the wool. He's potter, obviously potter, because it belongs to a kohen. He's doing it on their behalf. Let me talk about it. In fact, it's a questionable why he even brought this down. Halakeyach gaze. What about you, Yisrael? You're not buying the sheep.
You're a professional shearer.
Yeah, no. You know, you're buying the wool. You're not buying the sheep, buying the wool. I'm a professional shearer, and I want to buy the wool from you. So you're buying the din is a guy's potter from giving the to giving the sharings to a kohen and so to a kohen. But what happens here, the animal still belongs to the kohen, the animal still belongs to the thing, and I'm buying the wool that's sitting on the animal I'm gonna buy. Potter mereishes hageis. You attack a potter from mereishes hageis. So even though you didn't share it yet, you are potter. This is the chumrah that you find by Zroya Lechaim of a Keva, where there the Kohen sold it, sold the part. You're not going to be potter. You can actually be chay. Even though the Kohen, over here, over there by the Geshla Geis, the Kohen kept most of the animal, just gave you the wool, you're potter. But by a behemoth, the Kohen kept most of the animal, and you got the head, you're chayiv. Not like by the Geis. This is a chumrah you find by Zroya Lechaim of a Keva. Yoysim Mereshis the Geis. Shmam Nedraya, Bosa Chiyuvaz Lina Shmamino. Let's go a little further, Gemara. You want me to stop here? We'll stop here.